Hello.
Hey there.
Hi.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's going to be a pretty good day for you, right?
Yeah.
Can you believe this? Is this February yet? What are you thinking?
Yeah, I think I'm in shock a little bit when I, like, talk about it. But I just bought it on Monday, and I then got it off Monday evening. And so, yeah, kind of in shock, but I purchase scratch-offs quite often, and as I was scratching it, as I always do, I think, okay, what would I ever do if I, like, won, you know, a big mount? And so it happened this Monday night, and I just kind of, like, oh, my gosh. And I didn't really, like, go crazy, like, loud crazy or whatever. My husband was sleeping, and so I went back to the bedroom, and I'm like, hey, we just won $30,000. And he's like, what? And so, anyway, that's what happened.
Awesome.
So,
where was the lucky store at that you got this ticket?
In my, the town I live in now, it's called Monticello, and
okay.
It was at the Cardi's C store.
Sure.
Convenience store.
So which ticket did you win on? What was the game you were playing?
It was the Blocko.
Okay. Is
uh-huh.
that one you've been playing, or what?
You know what?
One?
I normally play, I like to do crosswords.
Sure.
And that day they did not have crosswords, and so Blocko was the one right next to it. So I said, oh, just give me a couple of those. And so I got those two, but then I got these other two also, which is that one that kind of goes crisscross. I can't think of the name of it.
Crisscross
and
cash, yeah.
Yeah, and I won $30 on those, and I'm like, oh my gosh! I think, and then this happened on the 30th, so I was like, hey, I think 30 is my new lucky number.
Oh, it sounds like you got a new lucky game too.
Normally I like to do the crosswords, but like I said, I didn't have that. And I figured, you know, I was going to, when I got this Blocko one, and I figured that as I scratched off the prize, I thought, oh, you know, it'll be another $3. Because that's typically what I win, is
sure.
$3.
So then, did you have to have somebody else look at it for you, or what
well, what I did was, when I was, because I was sitting in my living room by myself, the living room by myself, and I just went, oh my gosh. And then I, like, double-checked the numbers that I had scratched off and that it really was all the way around this block. And so then I just went back to the bedroom where my husband was, and I said that to him. And then he wasn't really believing it, and I'm like, I just checked it 3 times. And so that's kind of what it took, was just to double-check it. And well, then actually about 9:30 that evening, we ended up going down to the Cardi store. And the lady swiped it for us, and she's like, yep, you're a winner.
Awesome. Now have you and your husband talked about what the money's going to be for you guys?
Well, you know, yes, because he's already, he's kind of like that. He's a money guy where he likes to, just, you know, do this and that. Well, of course we want to go on a trip because we've only been married about 6 years and haven't really had a long, far away trip. So we might do a trip somewhere like this next winter. Well, in the spring, March
sure.
or so. And then we're going to do some updating in our kitchen and a couple of furniture updates, and then saving it. Yeah.
Awesome.
Saving it. I'm going to donate to, I work at a preschool, and so I want to donate, and it's a brand new school, so I want to donate a little bit too.
Okay.
So.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And I'm assuming you live in Monticello too.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
That's where I live now.
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever think you'd win the lottery?
No. No, not like this. As I said, every time I scratch off my tickets, which, like I said, I've been buying them here and there for quite a few years, and I just thought, what would I ever do if I won, you know, the big money? And so when it happened, I was just like, oh, holy crap. You can't do what I get paid. Yeah, so anyway.
And were they excited for you at Cardi? Did you just say you went back?
Well, yeah. So I did go there, and they were just like, wow. And they said, congratulations, whatever. Well, then the gentleman that I bought it from right after, when I went right after my work, I bought it, and he wasn't there. And so I said, well, you know what? I'll be coming in and give him a little tip once I got it.
Sure.
So, yeah, they were very excited, happy.
Good deal.
Yes. So.
And everyone's going to be going there to buy their tickets now. Monticello is a fairly small community, so people will get word.
Yeah. It is. Yeah. Yep.
So. Awesome. Well, congratulations.
Okay.
Enjoy yourself. Have a great day.
All right. You as well.
All right. Bye-bye.